saying, "This is Pamela Grundy, and I'm here at West Charlotte High School. I'm interviewing Jeff Black, and it is the 29th of March, 1999. I guess I just want to start by asking you how you came to Charlotte, how and why you arrived in Charlotte.
Well, I was born in Milwaukee, actually, and my father was in the military. He was in the Air Force, and he's also a commercial airline pilot, and he was with Piedmont Airlines, and that forced us to move from Milwaukee to, they moved the hub to Greensboro, I believe, and then from Greensboro, we moved to Charlotte about 10 years ago, I guess 10 years ago.
And where did you move to in Charlotte?
I moved to Autumnwood, which is a neighborhood right by UNCC. And at the time we moved there was absolutely nothing out there, and now it's just growing and growing. Stuff everywhere now.
How come y'all moved out there in the country?
I think my dad, it was pretty much his idea. His dream is to have a lake outside the house and have a boat and all this stuff. So he's been trying to work with us with that, and that seemed like the best he could do without putting us like somewhere where we couldn't be at a good school or get the same type of education we would in a public school system, something like that.
Where's he from originally?
He's from Little Rock, Arkansas. My mother's from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
How'd they meet?
Oh, I think they got introduced in an elevator, actually, while he was in college, I think, at Valparaiso. My mother went to Grambling, and I think she was visiting a friend, and he was a friend of her friend, and they just got introduced.
And you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have two older sisters. One sister, Stephanie, is 22. She was born in Big Springs, Texas. That was during the military time. And my other sister, Sherilyn, she just turned 20, and she is she was born in Lake Charles, actually, yeah.
So you have really moved, or your family's moved around, but you haven't moved.
Right, I didn't get the big, huge moving experience that they did, but I had a little bit of it.
When you think back on it, are you glad you didn't have to move, or do you think it would have been fun?
I'm sure it had its ups and downs, but I think I'm glad that I didn't have to, because I have a lot of friends that have parents in the military, and they go on to 4 and 5 different high schools and just don't see any kind of consistency with what they're doing.
So how did you come to be at West Charlotte High School?
Well, I started out at Newell Elementary School, which is right by my house, and after that my sister, my older sister Stephanie, got into Piedmont Open Middle School with their open program, and we decided we wanted to all be part of that and like the learning styles and things at Piedmont, so we all went to Piedmont, and Piedmont automatically filters into West Charlotte, which West Charlotte's the houses the open program for Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools and the high school.
Okay. We had a pretty good ride from your home to Piedmont then.
Oh yeah, pretty good ride.
What was the appeal of the open program?
It's hard to explain, sort of. It just seemed like it seemed a little bit more free. You had a little bit more freedom in a lot of the classes. You could, instead of listening to a teacher lecture all the time, you would get assigned projects or have a little contract, and it seemed like you were doing independent study, even though everybody in the class was doing it. It was more like an independent study type thing, and got to work in groups more and just feed off of each other, it seemed like.
Was this something that you really wanted to do, or was this really a decision your parents made for you?
Well, initially my parents played a major part, and I was in fifth grade. I didn't know anything, so it was their idea, but they explained it to me. It sounded like it would be interesting. I was sort of apprehensive about leaving my friends, but I got over it, and I found out that there was a lot of people that I did know at Piedmont, so.
So are there a number of people from your neighborhood who would go to Piedmont?
Most of the people from my neighborhood went to J.T. Williams, but there were still a few people that I'd known from Newell that left Newell and went to Irwin, which is the school that automatically feeds into Piedmont.
Can you think of anything, thinking back to your experience at Piedmont, is there anything that really stands out to you regarding the open program, regarding things you learn, any particularly?
Gosh, I'd say ninth grade. Every year, our classes at Piedmont took a trip. We took a field trip to somewhere. Like sixth grade, we went to D.C. Seventh grade, we went to Cherokee. Eighth grade, we went to Six Flags. I don't remember why, but we went to Six Flags. And ninth grade, in my biology class, we went to Virginia Beach and we went whale watching. And we had a biology class, which was, I'm not sure. It seemed like that was a class with all my friends in it, and we worked really, really hard. And that was the first year we had that we were able to offer biology at school. So we all took biology, and we took the field trip and went whale watching. And it just seemed that it just sort of culminated everything that we had learned, and got seasick because I don't know what. And it was just a great experience.
Well, that sounds really neat. Who were your friends? Were they mostly friends from school, or were they mostly friends from your neighborhood who went to school?
I'd say they were mostly friends from school, and I still kept in contact with all the people that lived in my neighborhood that went to JT and other schools, but I just didn't see them as much because I did things after school, which sort of stopped me from doing that all the time. But I'd say most of them were probably from school.
What would you do after school?
After school, gosh, football practice or track practice or meetings of some sort.
So you were real involved in school activities.
Yeah, I was really involved in school activities, and then I was heavily involved in scouting and had to go to meetings like that at night. And so I stayed pretty busy.
And then you came to West Charlotte.
Right.
Now, had either of your sisters come to West Charlotte?
Yes, both of them had. One was a 97 grad and the other one was 95.
So you had a sense of what West Charlotte was going to be about.
Mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts upon getting ready to come to West Charlotte?
Gosh, I just expected to be a whole lot bigger. And West Charlotte was looked upon by all the other high schools, or just by everybody, is like, gosh, West Charlotte is the hypest school you can go to. We used to go to the football games, and when I was in eighth or ninth grade, and the band and everybody just seemed to have so much school spirit that it's like, man, I'm gonna be a part of West Charlotte. I'm gonna be part of the huge football team. Like, just they were at the top of everything, and I think that I just was really, really excited to come.
And when you got here, did it meet your expectations?
I'd say it did in some aspects, and it didn't at other times. I'd still say 10th grade was probably my favorite year. I don't know. I was in the marching band, and the marching band has always been really, really good here. And I don't know. It seemed like it sort of fell off my year, and it's been going downhill since, unfortunately. But
didn't a band director retire?
Mr. Davenport, he stayed 10th grade year. And then he left after that, so it's like, a big part of West Charlotte left with that. Just because the new people that were coming in hadn't had all the experience he had and didn't have all the spirit and didn't know what West Charlotte was really about. And it seems like some of the pride sort of slipped from there. But I feel it coming back, though.
What is West Charlotte really about?
Gosh, West Charlotte is about being an individual. I'd say it's about being an individual but still being part of the whole. West Charlotte, through my experiences at West Charlotte, I've learned who I really am, I think, and what I want to do. And you have the opportunity to do whatever you want to do here. You can go down a lot of different paths, and I think it's just where I've had the opportunity to make my choice and make the choice for myself of what I want to do. And it's still, everybody is still connected by the fact that we still pull together at all sporting events or pep rallies or anything. We all support each other, and I think that, like, that school spirit and that pride that everybody has is what makes West Charlotte such a good school.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say that it helped you figure out who you are.
Mm-hmm.
How did it do that? Can you think of, again, specific things that happened to you, or specific decisions you made that are?
I think it deals with the people that you're around and the faculty as well. very diverse faculty, comes from all different kind of backgrounds, all everything, and the people that come here, we have people from the open program that I was used to, and then people that live right down the street, and you have people from all over Charlotte that come to West Charlotte, and you meet so many different kinds of people and just get so many different views. It makes you sort of, it just forces you to shape your own beliefs, and you hear like a lot of different perspectives and you get to form your own opinions.
Again, can you think of an encounter maybe with someone or in a class that really brought that home to you?
Actually, once I got here in 10th grade, I used to hang out with just pretty much primarily the people from Piedmont. And once I got here, here were all my friends from Newell and from my neighborhood that I didn't really get the time to spend with them as much. And I made a decision to come back and sit with those people at lunch, and people from Piedmont are like, well, what are you doing? And it's like, well, hey, we don't have to fight about this. Like, everybody just needs to meet each other. And I think that's probably the first or second week in 10th grade when everybody sort of started mingling and just got to know a lot more people.
Did you eat lunch inside or outside?
I ate lunch both, really, in 10th grade, and now sort of primarily moved inside, just because it's more convenient. You get to sit down and don't have to worry about bees and things like that.
Well, people talk a lot about West Charlotte and its diversity. It seems like that's a real significant part of it. And also, of course, here in Charlotte, the West Charlotte is known for its diversity, primarily regarding racial integration.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that is meaningful to you here at West Charlotte?
It definitely is. Right now, with my position in student council, we have little committees that we've divided up into, and I'm head of the Race Relations Committee. And right now we're working on a project to sort of end de facto segregation, like in the cafeteria primarily, because no matter how well we get along in the classroom and in the hallways, at lunchtime, it still seems like everyone sits by their specific race. And you have your exceptions to it, but it's still primarily when you look, that's what you see. And so we're trying to organize a day now where everyone just tries to reach out and sit with somebody they normally wouldn't, or sit with somebody of a different race, or just somebody that they wouldn't normally sit with, just so they can meet different people.
Why do you think that happens? Why do you think that shook out that way?
I think it's just people are more comfortable with things that are similar. I think, and they, even if they have the same people in their classroom, just haven't taken the time out to go out and venture out during lunch or during free time or hang out on the weekends, things like that. I think it's gotten where it's isolated in the classroom instead of everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. So in the classroom in general, people mix pretty well?
Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm. I was talking, Ned was talking about how much he enjoyed the interaction in history classes and so mm-hmm. much between different folks.
Yeah.
Is that something you kind of got to smile? Is that something you enjoy?
Yeah, class with Ned is fun. It's like our Spanish class. It's extremely diverse, and we have a great time in there, and you just get all different perspectives. It just makes you take a look at your own beliefs.
What have you learned from some of these different people? Can you think of any particular, maybe not particular individuals, but sort of particular things you've learned?
Just that. I'd say, I guess, that everybody loves to party. Everybody, that's that one connection that everybody loves to get together and have a good time. And I think that that's where you find a lot of similarities. Like, you may hear a bunch of people talking, like, after a weekend, like, yeah, well, I went to the mall, I did this, I went to this movie. And then if there's a party, there are a lot of people know about. Everybody is talking about, yeah, I went to this party. Like, yeah, you were there, I saw you. And I think that's what brings everybody together, is the fact that we're all young, we all love to have a good time. And I think after spring break, you'll hear a lot of the same stories.
Now, do folks go to the same parties? Do they separate out like they do in the cafeteria? Do you think?
I think it's yes and no. People, there have been some parties that have been really, really mixed, and some of them where it's just like all one race and one or two exceptions. I think you have both, and I think that can be expected.
Which parties do you go to?
I go to all of them that I can. All of them that I can. Just if it's somebody that I feel like I'd have a good time hanging out with, then I'll go. But a lot of times parties these days don't last very long, just because police break them up after like 10 minutes. It's like, no, you all can't gather here. No, you have to go somewhere else. So, but I think everybody loves to party. So.
So you talk about being, you're on the student council. Mm-hmm. I guess that's an elected position.
Yes.
What's politics like in West Charlotte? Whose support do you have to get elected to student council?
Gosh, I'd say in 10th grade, when we all came from our different schools and finally like met everybody, I think that was more of a popularity contest than anything else. Yeah, I guess it just came down to who had the speech that got the crowd the loudest at that point, because nobody really knew each other and they didn't know the capabilities of each person. But I think that after that, when people started seeing who was making things happen in the student council, then they started making more conscious choices. And with student executive council, I was on class councils my sophomore and junior year, and then this year I'm on student executive council, and that's where you have to be voted on by the entire student body. And I think that's where you really have to just rally the support of everyone and just make sure that when people see that you're doing the right things, they'll vote for you. I think, because everybody wants a better school. So,
what are the kinds of things that need to happen to make sure West Charlotte a better school?
Longer lunches. gosh, there's a lot of things that can be improved. Longer lunches is definitely one of them, because the cafeteria is extremely crowded. Mm-hmm. But just more school spirit activities. After I guess that was after 10th grade, where we went through the whole administration change and the big faculty turnover. I think we're still healing from that. And I think just more, if we can get the pride level back to where it was in 10th grade and years before that, then I think we'd be in good shape.
What kinds of things are you doing to try to do that?
Gosh, just more pep rallies, trying to get people involved in things that they normally wouldn't. Like, we normally don't have that many people at soccer games or at track meets. Everybody comes to the football games and basketball games, but try to get people to come to see everything that West Charlotte has to offer, because we're really good in a lot of different areas that people really don't know about.
Such as, I mean, you've got soccer and track. What else is
soccer, track, chess. I believe we won like the chess state championship this year and nobody knew anything about it. Things like that, debate, drama, just things that it doesn't necessarily have to be a sport for people to come out and support it, like modeling club, step shows, anything. There's anything that has our school name on it, I think it should be supported by the school.
You mentioned the administrative problems that happened during your 10th grade year.
Mm-hmm.
What was that like to experience as a student?
As a student, it really came to it really was a shock to everyone that I talked to. In my opinion, it was purely a faculty problem, and it didn't really involve the students. A lot of us were just kind of like, what is this? You know, you pick up the paper and nine out of 10 days, it's West Charlotte on the front of the paper talking about these huge racial problems that they have. And none of us were really aware of them. Just like, didn't know that, but it was really with the faculty, and the students didn't really feel much effect at all. The one thing that stands out that I do remember that just kind of shocked me was we had an assembly one day in 10th grade where it was all the black males. We all went to the auditorium and they called this meeting, and it was sort of just like, it seemed unnecessary to me, and they were just like, well, we looked at the test scores from whatever test it was, and we saw that it's showing that black males are the lowest scores on whatever test this is, and you all need to work on this. And it just seemed like they were sort of like yelling at us for being black males and scoring low on a particular test. I didn't really understand that. And then at the end, they were just sort of Like, well, yes, there are some people that are doing well and some people that are very courteous and all this. And they pointed out, like, one person. And it, I don't know. It just seemed like, why are you telling us this? And I don't know. It seemed kind of stupid to me. But that was the only thing that stood out.
This wasn't anything that you noticed in the calls of the classroom or anything like
no,
that?
No, it was just like, well, we looked at these scores and we looked at this survey and this is what it's saying. So you all need to shape up, bro. Okay, sure.
Mm-hmm. That does speak to an issue that people talk about sometimes in relation, particularly to school integration, which is this question of tracking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the stereotype that you get white kids in the high level classes and black kids in the low level classes. Do you see that at all at Western?
Last year, I took 5 AP classes, and my chemistry class, my AP chemistry class, I was the only black person in there. And I didn't even really notice it just because I had been with these people at Piedmont. It was primarily a class full of Piedmont people. And I didn't even notice it just because I hung out with these people a lot. And it's like, well, I don't know. And I didn't really notice until, like, there was an interpreter that was there and he made a joke. And I was just like, hold on, wait a minute. And, I mean, he didn't know me at all and I didn't know him. And it was just everybody sort of seemed like, well, that was sort of out of line.
What kind of joke was this?
I had a habit of like spilling stuff on myself in chemistry, and I just went up to the teacher and asked her if it was toxic, and she was like, no, it'll stain your clothes, and he's like, yeah, it'll turn you black, and then everybody in class just sort of turned around, was like, what? And like once he noticed nobody was laughing, I think he sort of understood that, like, that's not cool. No, don't do that. So I guess that situation sort of ended, but. I don't know. It seemed odd that I was the only person taking AP chemistry, the only black person taking AP chemistry. But this year is complete opposite. And the teacher was just asking me last year. She was saying she didn't know why. She didn't know why that there were no black students taking AP chemistry. And she asked me if I could try to do something to help recruit. But I mean, I didn't really know what to do. I just took the class because I enjoyed the way she taught and I enjoyed chemistry. But I don't know. I guess teachers have to go out and recruit sometimes for that sole purpose of diversity, and it really shouldn't be like that, but in that case, that's the way it had to be.
Did more people end up in AP chemistry?
Yeah, this year it's a very diverse class, but last year it wasn't.
Were your other AP classes more diverse? Was chemistry kind of an exception?
Yeah, chemistry was pretty much the exception. If you ask me, that's probably the hardest class at this school.
Really?
It was AP chemistry.
Did you take the test?
Yep. It's got a 4 on it. I think everybody that took the class passed, with the exception of like one or two people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's pretty good. Well, you've obviously been very interested in academic achievement and taking AP classes and doing all this. Well, why is that?
I guess I don't like to be bored. I like to stay busy. And not saying that these classes are making me any more busy than I would be normally. Even though I guess they should, but I guess I'd say that I just don't want to be in a class where I'm not challenged, and the AP class is the highest we have, and that's the biggest challenge I guess I can have. So that's why I took the classes, because I want to be challenged in class. And
are you interested in science? Is that your main?
I want to do sports medicine, orthopedic surgery when I get older, so
I
guess
in
science.
That?
My participation in athletics over the years and seeing how sports make so many people happy when I'm doing sports, when I'm working out, it makes me feel good about myself and just makes me feel good in general. And I've seen so much talent, especially here, I've seen so many talented people go down just because of an injury. And I mean, we've had people that could have been professional athletes and just get hurt one time and ruin all their plans, ruin all their looks from colleges and just everything. And I think anything that I can do to help people get back to what makes them happy, seeing as that's the same thing that makes me happy, I think anything I can do to help that, to expedite that process, that's for me.
Mm-hmm. You said you do track and football?
I used to do football. I stopped playing football once I got here just because it was a huge time commitment.
But I
still do track.
What are the differences to you between track and football in terms of what you get out of them when you were doing it?
Oh, gosh. Football is a lot more physically demanding. It's in track. I just throw discus in track, but I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not like easy or anything, but it's easier than football is, just because football is more of a, it's always a team effort, always. And discus is sort of an individualized event, and you just try to score points for the team, but it's not like a team effort whereas, you know, you have to practice this amount of time, and you have to take, like, the reason I didn't play football was not only the time commitment, but also you have to take weight training if you take football. And I just didn't have time. I just didn't have room for that in my schedule, so couldn't do it.
Is that a problem at all for football players who want to do well academically?
I guess they learn how to manage their time, but I guess I just looked at it. I just analyzed it and found that it wasn't that important to me where I was going to have to possibly suffer academically. But I mean, if it means a lot to you, by all means, go for it.
Give up other things.
Right. Sometimes you have to sacrifice or what's important to you.
Fewer parties.
Right. That happens. You gotta miss out on some parties sometimes.
Well, of course, West Charlotte is really known here in Charlotte, I mean, and in the community around here, as a historically black school. It's the only high school in Charlotte-Mecklenburg that used to be an all-black school, and still has all of these connections to the community. How do you feel about your relationship to that history? Do you feel that you have a relationship to that history of West Charlotte as a black school, or not?
I think if you come here, you have no choice but to feel like you belong, just because you see the huge amount of support that you get at, like, you look at the football game, and there's people that graduated from this school 50 years ago that still come to all the games. And I think there's just a tremendous sense of belonging in anything that has the West Charlotte attachment to it. You just find that people love this school, and they support it, and it's supported by the community, and it's supported by all the alumni. Once you come here, you just can't stay away, I guess.
Do you think that black students have a different experience of West Charlotte than white students?
I think white students that have been in a primarily white school, they're probably going to get a eye-opening experience just from surroundings, I guess. But other than that, I don't think so. I think that if everyone chooses to get involved in everything, then I don't think there's a real difference, because I think everyone gets along pretty well here. But if you stay to yourself and you stay with your, if you just decide to stay with your race and you don't go out to try to meet other people, then sure, you're not going to get the same experience you would as if you ventured out to try to experience everything.
Well, you've had a real integrated experience all along, I guess.
I'd say I had an extremely integrated experience.
And is your neighborhood, do you live in a...
Yeah, it's a fairly integrated neighborhood.
Okay. What about, and this if you don't feel like you can speak to this, don't feel like you have to, or do you think that there are some of the black students here for whom West Charlotte is a new kind of experience as well? You talk about the white kids for whom West Charlotte might be a new experience. Do you think that there are black kids for whom the integration of West Charlotte is something of a new experience?
Yeah, I'd say you probably do have, there probably are a few, primarily black, predominantly black middle schools that people are coming from, and that's a new experience. But I don't know. I guess there is. Like, it was different for me, just because I went to a predominantly white middle school. But I don't know. It didn't really make a difference to me, just because I wanted to see everything and experience everything. So I don't really think it made too much of a difference for me, but I think you're going to have your extremes on both ends.
So you Piedmont was actually predominantly white.
Now, when I look back upon it, that's what I remember. I think it is.
I guess especially after being here, where it's...
Right.
But yet doesn't... But you're saying that didn't really seem that much different to
right,
you.
Right. Right. I don't know. Maybe I came to expect it. I don't know. But it didn't really seem to be that big of a deal. Like, race does not seem to be that big of a deal at this school.
Except that you do have your race relations committee.
Right.
And, What else do you work on? You talked about this trying to break up the cafeteria a little bit. What else do you work on in your committee?
Well, we just started the committee, but that was like the primary thing that we just took suggestions, and that was one of the things that came up was the de facto segregation thing. So.
Why did you start the committee?
I didn't start it. It was I don't know when it got started, but it's always been we've always had that as a committee at West Charlotte with the student council. I'm not exactly sure when it got enacted, but we've had that committee for student council for a while. Not exactly sure, but our goal is to ensure racial tranquility at the school.
What do you think about the debates in Charlotte now? I mean, there's a lot of debates going on relating to schools and busing and neighborhood schools. And do you have a perspective on that?
It sort of worries me. I'm on the, Ned and I both are on the SAGE committee, which is Dr. Smith's little like advisory group on education. And my primary concern is I just don't understand how they're going to break up the neighborhoods or break up Charlotte into racially diverse and equally diversified sections. I don't see how that's going to happen, and I've asked Dr. Smith, and he's like hasn't really given me a clear explanation as to how it's going to happen, and I'm just really concerned about that, how it can very possibly turn into a neighborhood school situation, and you're going to have schools that are going to be primarily one race, and I don't think that people will get the same experience if they don't experience going to school and interacting with different people.
Has that been something that's important for your parents, is if they move to this integrated neighborhood, you know, they send you all of these schools? Is this integrated experience important for them, do you think?
I think it's very important to them that we become well-rounded people and learn how to interact, because, I mean, it's just fact that in the world there's going to be different types of people, and you're going to have to know how to interact with everyone, and you can't just say, well, I'm going to stick to my race and I'm going to stay over here, because if you want to achieve anything in this world, you're going to have to work with you're going to have the ability to work with different types of people.
Do they talk to you about that?
Yeah, we talk about it all the time.
You do?
And, well, we did, really. Now they pretty much accept that I know what I'm doing now, so.
When would you talk about it?
Gosh, at dinner we just talk about stuff that was going on in the news, and my mom loves to talk about school, so we talk about it a lot.
Would you tell her things that happened at school during
mm-hmm.
the day?
Yeah, they ask how's my day, and my dad loves doing this. He just loves asking me, like, well, what do you think about this? He loves to have, I think his goal in asking me stuff like that is just to make sure that I'm able to voice what I think. And I think, like, in preparation for scholarships, interviews and things of that nature, just interviews period, I think he's just trying to make sure I stay abreast of things and that I know how to express myself, I guess that's his goal in that.
Do your parents ever talk to you about their own experiences or their own pasts in relationship to any of these questions?
They haven't as much as I'd expect them to, but I think that's only because they realize that I know who I am now, and that they don't have to reiterate to me all the time, well, you know, back when I went to school, we didn't have this, and you need to take advantage of this, because they see that I have initiative enough to go out and try to make the difference and try to experience everything. So I guess they don't feel that they have to.
Well, sometimes when I talk to people about West Charlotte, I mean, one of the interests of this project is integration, and one of the reasons that we picked West Charlotte was it was an example of a school that both had this history as a black school, but that also had this successful period in integration.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when I'm talking to people and I ask a lot of these questions, I wonder if those are really the most important questions to ask. asking about race relations, about how students interact, if that really is what sums up the experience at West Shaw, or if that's kind of going off on a different tack. What's your perspective on that?
I'd say that the race relations issue tends to be stressed a little bit too much, but I think that was just because of the stuff that's happened over the past few years. I think it's, I don't know, I could expect it for people to be inquisitive about it that weren't here. But I think that you find it, I guess it's with anywhere, any school that you go to. If you care about your school, then you're going to have that sense of belonging and that everybody will pull together. And I think that's what makes West Charlotte so beautiful, is that everybody pulls together for things, and we all support, most things are supported extremely well. And find it at a football game, you'll see white people sitting next to black people sitting next to Asian people sitting next to Hispanic people. It doesn't matter, because we're all there for the same thing.
How do you get that sense of belonging? How does a school create that?
I don't know how it started, but whatever it is, it's contagious. And people just, gosh, I'm not sure. It's hard to describe. I just felt like, hey, it's West Charlotte, this is my school. We're doing great things, and I want to be a part of it. I think everybody just wants to be a part of something. Once you're at the top, everybody wants to stay there, I guess, and everybody's willing to come out and support.
Is there anything else about West Charlotte that you think is important that I haven't asked you about your experience or person it's made you or anything like that?
I think it's concerns about West Charlotte in the future. Just once this whole pupil assignment thing goes through, I'm just concerned about what it's becoming or what's happening. I see certain facets of West Charlotte improving. I see race relations improving at West Charlotte again after all the stuff that happened with the faculty. But now I also see things that have been tradition, like the marching band, that's changed drastically over the past few years with Mr. Davenport leaving. I'm concerned about the direction that's taking. The marching band has been the main thing that's just been my disappointment in the school over the past few years. And I wasn't even in it this year, just because I was like, I'm not going to be a part of that. I don't agree with what's happening. But it seemed like people were like, well, we have to change this. This isn't right. And no, this. I don't think what they understood was a lot of the things, we used to do breakdowns and dances on the field all the time, and the administration came down my 11th grade year. It was like, look, y'all aren't gonna do that. Why not? What's the matter? No, that's not proper. That's not West Charlotte. And what they didn't realize was that is West Charlotte, and that they just haven't been there to see that. And that West Charlotte has always been, there are some things that are just tradition. And gotten changed up and doing fields. We did a field show this year that was, it wasn't even a high step routine. It was just a core style marching. And I mean, that's good that the band knew how to do that, but people didn't want to see that. That's not what West Charlotte's known for. And it's people are thinking that we're a ghetto school. People are thinking that's all we do is dance. But I mean, some things are just tradition. And that's what concerns me, is the type of changes that are being made just strictly based on perception instead of what West Charlotte has always been about.
I mean, do you think, is that perception, that the concern that West Charlotte is going to be perceived as being too black, is that?
It seems like that was the motivation in the stuff that, and the changes that were made with the marching band. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I don't know. The crowd seemed to enjoy it. Everybody else ain't enjoyed it. I don't see why we had so much trouble within our own school.
Was this mostly administration?
It was mostly administration, I think.
Huh. That's very interesting, because of course everybody talks about the band when they're talking about the school.
And I mean, it got so bad, threatened that we weren't even going to be able to compete. Well, no, we're just going to take you all off the field if you all do that.
Really?
It's why? That's what we've always been about. No, that's not what we're going to be about now. We're taking West Charlotte to bigger and better things. And I don't think that what we've done has not been any bigger or any better than what we were doing before, as far as the marching band.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really interesting.
Yeah, wonderful phone. Got an idea.
Yeah, that doesn't help. Well, do you see that concern in other areas of the school, this concern about it? Perception's a very interesting thing related to West Charlotte, mm-hmm. I think.
I don't think it's a problem anywhere else, but with the marching band, that's just the one thing that's sort of like, come on, like, what are y'all doing? Mm-hmm. That's been one of the main things that, I mean, like, we didn't have people, like, everyone. Like, when we went to the games, when we were in ninth and eighth grade, everyone knew the fight song to the West Charlotte. And even that was changed at the beginning of the year. I think eventually they went back and they said something about, like, we didn't have the music. It's three notes. It's just like, you can tell it was an excuse being made just because of the perception thing. But, I mean, they've added some things that are interesting. Like, now we have flag girls instead of just dancing girls. That's interesting. But I mean, I don't think that you should sacrifice what entertains the crowd for something that would just improve your, so y'all could be politically correct. I just don't think that's a sacrifice you should make. Don't compromise yourself for a perception.
Well, it seems like, I mean, just to get back to, you see something you hear, just being out in the community and talking sometime. I mean, the concern about keeping white kids wanting to come to West Charlotte, that there's no question there's always going to be lots of African-American kids who want to come to West Charlotte because of its history, because of where it is, because their parents went there, these kinds of things. But it's concerned about whether white kids will keep wanting to come. Do you ever sense that?
I sense that right after we had the huge administration change where everybody was like, well, Vance and Butler were both opening up and people were like, hey, I'm going there. Like, a lot of the baseball players left because, like, that was supposed to be this huge baseball school and they were putting together like big all-star team and, hey, it's going to have a great baseball team. And, hey, my favorite teacher's leaving here and I want to follow this teacher and stuff like that. It seemed like we lost a whole lot of the white kids that were here. But I don't know. They've been replaced, and doesn't seem like there's a big change in the percentages or anything. So it seems like there's a whole lot of freshmen walking around.
Yeah.
That's just one big change that we've all had to get used to, is having a freshman class walking around.
In terms of freshman class, meaning?
Before there was just 10th, 11th, 10th and 12th.
Grade. Now you've got the 9th grade.
Yeah. Okay. Getting a little bit more crowded, just a little bit.
Well, this has just been great. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. And, mm-hmm. And tell me again is there anything else quick that you have to, anything has happened
that. Gosh. Nah, I think I've pretty much covered everything.
Okay.
June 3rd, 5:30. Ready to graduate.
Ready to graduate.
Definitely ready to graduate.
Go on to Chapel Hill.
Oh, yeah. 4 days until spring break.